Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today's a special day in the world of Mishnayomis as we complete the final two Mishnayos in Masechta Tevul Yom. The Mishnah begins, Hakadumim Hashgalonim Shenishbru V'Unkeli Shalahem Kayemis. Let's say we have an Ashkelonian grapnel. What's an Ashkelonian grapnel? No, it's a long piece of wood that has hooks on it. They used to use, says the Bar Tanuri, they used to use these hooks, these pieces, in order to hoist bottles of water up, to hang them from the hooks, and let the cool air of the atmosphere come along and cool off the water bottles. Alternatively, some of the Mefarshim say they used to use it as an OT device to catch things that were too far away, as a gripper, right? So what if it broke, right? And the hook is still around. Unkli shalahem kayemis. What if the piece broke, but each piece still has a metal hook? So re'elu tameim, the broken pieces remain able to become tamei because they are still able to function. Normally, when something is a kli and it breaks, it loses its ability to become a tamei because, by definition, the kli loses its ability. Here, it still has a function; it just a much smaller function than it was before. Hama'aber v'amazari v'amago b'chein masrik shel rosh. If you have a pitchfork, a winnowing fork, a rake, and a head comb, shenit la'achas mishineim, where one of the teeth from any one of these items, so we all have similar, they're just larger size and smaller size forks, right? Whether they're a comb or a rake or a pitchfork, right? And the guy comes along and he replaces the gap space and with a prong that has metal in its place. So even though these things don't have a base kibul, they don't have a receptacle, but the fact is they're now metal utensils, and so therefore they're able to become tamei. B'alkulon Amar Rabbi Yeshua, about all these cases that we started with today, and all the cases from yesterday, where the Chachamim came along and added to the original idea, whether it was in regard to the fruit of the Amei Aretz and the money of the Amei Aretz, or whether it was the guy who forgot to say Tanu. So we said in all of these cases, Rabbi Yeshua says, Dabar Chadash Chidshu, there's a Chiddush over here. In all of these cases, that it's not readily apparent, right, that the halacha should be that way. But v'ainli masha alashiv, but this is what the Chachamim say, and so therefore, you're not supposed to be able to go against them. And we follow through when the Chachamim tell us to do something. Hatorim mesabor, what if somebody separating truma from a pit? V'amar, and he says, harezu truma manashetala shalom. And he says, this stuff that I take up is, it will be considered truma as long as it comes out shalom, without any problem. So what does he mean, without any problem? Shalom min hashever min hashvicha. Standard understanding is that he wants it not to have any spillage, not to have a break in the pit, in the pitcher. Avalom min hatuma, he doesn't usually think about tuma, so if the oil becomes tamei, the truma is still a good truma, it's just a truma tamea. Reb Shimon Omer Afman Atuma. Reb Shimon says, what are you talking about? He says Shalom, so he wants it to be Bitara. Now, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon in this situation, but it is such a shita. Now, Nishbara, if it breaks, Eina Medamas, it doesn't become Meduma, since it doesn't take on a status of Tuma, Ad Kadesha Tekabgal, until it gets and rolls back into the pit. So then it doesn't take, it's not called coming up Shalom. As long as it can roll and still reach to the pit, it's not going to be able to be medame. Rabbi Yossi Omer, right? Even if somebody had the ability to make the and the intention to go ahead and make a condition to say that he wants it to be shalim, and he didn't go ahead and he didn't remember to make that condition out of his mouth, it's still not going to create a meduma situation where the chulin and the truma mixes together, because he doesn't have to specifically state it. It's a condition that's already been predetermined to be pre-prepared to come out that way. And so therefore, it's going to go ahead and be a Tanai Beis Din. With this, we close out Masechta Tevul Yom, and we say, Salak Masechta Tevul Yom, and with God's help, Be'ezus Hashem, we will begin the wonderful world of Masechta Yadayim, to be followed by Masechta Uktzin, which will help us finish our cycle of Shas Mishnayos. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic, wonderful, terrific day.